The United States of America is known as a nation of immigrants. People come to the U.S. pursuing a dream of making a good living and achieving success. A debate is underway over a solution to dealing with illegal immigrants. One temporary proposal is known as the DREAM Act. This legislation would allow a certain group of illegal aliens to remain in the country with an ability to receive in-state tuition for college or serve in the military. Those eligible include anyone who entered the U.S. before the age of 16, graduated from high school or with a GED, have no criminal records, and have 5 years of continued presence in the U.S. According to the Immigration Policy Center, there are 2.1 million undocumented children and young adults in the U.S. With a presidential campaign taking place, the debate has national importance. President Obama recently issued an executive order enacting parts of the proposed DREAM Act. 13 states have also enacted a similar version of the legislation. Democrat State Senator Victor Ramirez sponsors the Maryland version of the bill. He says it will help immigrants contribute to the U.S.
This allows them to work towards their citizenship, work towards legalizing themselves when they become adults so they can contribute to the United States. And I think the DREAM Act is important because it allows you to not just go to college, but if you want to serve in our military, to earn your citizenship that way as well.
Supporters of the DREAM Act contend it will improve the economy by developing more skilled workers. Ramirez says the American workforce will see benefits from the type of legislation he is sponsoring.
We'll have a stronger, more vibrant, and more educated workforce. More educated workforce means people have the possibility to earn higher wages. That means they will pay more taxes and will contribute more to the economy because they'll have more earning power because they earn more.
A recent study by the Perriman Group details the economic impact illegal aliens have in the U.S. According to the data, if all illegal immigrants were removed, the U.S. would lose $245 billion in gross domestic product and 2.8 million jobs. Doug Stump is president-elect of the American Immigration Lawyers Association. He says America will see additional revenue and a lower burden on taxpayers.
Millions of dollars in additional tax revenues would be brought into the system because the DREAM Act itself would provide some type of more permanent work status to the individuals who qualify. Secondly, I think that whenever you look at the demographics and the financial studies that underlie the DREAM Act, you'll see that if the large number of these foreign nationals who are here in an undocumented status, if they are provided more education and obtain their college degrees, then the amount of money that we would have to spend as taxpayers provided towards support of those individuals diminishes significantly. In fact, it's a big washout the other way.
However, skeptics see this issue differently. Barry Chiswick is chairman of the Department of Economics at George Washington University. He says that benefits exist, but there is a difference in skilled labor.
It's clear that immigration in general has been beneficial to the United States and continues to be beneficial to the United States. But when we talk about immigrants, it's useful to talk about different skill levels because different skill levels have different impacts on the U.S. economy.
Employers in American industry can see varying results based on the skill level of illegal immigrants. Chiswick says companies benefit when employing low-skilled workers.
Employers of low-skilled immigrants like them because they tend to get low wages. And if their labor were not present, then the employers would have to pay higher wages, and the employers would tend to adjust the way they do business to make lesser use of low-skilled workers if the low-skilled workers become more expensive.
One concern raised by critics is the number of jobs illegal immigrants take from citizens. Iowa Congressman Steve King says the president's executive order hurts an already struggling economy.
I can add up for you a number that approaches and perhaps exceeds 100 million Americans of working age who are simply not in the workforce. That's unemployment plus not in the workforce numbers. And that means about more than one out of three working age Americans are not in the workforce. This is not something that enhances the economy of the United States. What it does is it undermines the rule of law and it fractures the Constitution at the same time.
Supporters say illegal immigrants aren't costing Americans jobs. Stump says illegal immigrants are doing work Americans won't.
There are certain areas of this country where, despite the fact you have high unemployment, there are jobs that U.S. workers simply won't do. Some of those individuals who will graduate from high school are covered by this new Obama deferred action, and they might migrate into some of those positions. Once we provide our workforce, a more skilled workforce, with more educated students, more educated graduates, I think that can only help.
Yet critics say the DREAM Act doesn't solve the actual problem with illegal immigration. Chiswick says the legislation doesn't prevent immigrants from entering illegally.
It doesn't address the issue of how do you prevent the recurrence of this problem. It doesn't want to focus on how one, in a serious way, addresses the enforcement of immigration law.
With a national debate focusing on improving the American economy and lowering unemployment, Americans may see a solution to illegal immigration in sight. Reporting for Radio America, this is Adam Albrecht.